This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, man, it is Dukes and Bell on a Friday, Falcon Victory Friday. A lot of folks having a good time here at Twin Peaks. Everybody's off the clock. We got a New Realm party going on there, the official craft brew of Kennesaw State. They're in action up the street at Fifth Third Bank Stadium. So if you're coming down to watch that or just want to hang out, join the party, pal. Guys got a Padres lid over there. I think we're all going to adopt the Padres.
You know, at the end of the day,
can't stand those Dodgers. And certainly, as we said, I can't find the lesser of two evils with the Mets and the Phillies. So, as we said, just hope that a meteor hits the stadium. So, I think, yeah, we'll go with San Diego. And they were very, very cool on social media about, you know, the Braves fought the good fight. There was nothing really, you know, inflammatory. It was very, you know, very courteous, I thought.
Yeah, you know, when your franchise has, I think, zero World Series, it's kind of hard to be the big dog.
Well, now, see, now you say I was being nice, and you're backhanded to the San Diego Padres. You just did that. Hey, man, we've got plenty to dive into, including audio from Coach Ra. Here went to Darnell Mooney. Darnell had it was like awesome, and then uh-oh, and then awesome again with that big drop. But it was Kadarrell Hodge. I mean, Kirk Cousins just hurled that whoosh. He made a business decision. He put something on it. You know, the corner thought he had leverage. And how about when Kadarrell Hodge just takes that ball and sprints, and it just runs by everybody.
I had no idea he was that fast.
You know, he's been around the league. Yeah. As we said, he's been here with us for 3 years. He was, you know, he was a holdover from Arthur Smith's time here. But he's one of those guys, and you can tell, special teamer, you know, a grit guy. The team, the reaction was insane. So obviously, the guys love him in the locker room.
But you wouldn't dare call him plucky, would you?
No. No. That's reserved for little white receivers. Hey, man, we're live here at Twin Peaks. We're going to get into some dog talk because got to bounce back from a really tough loss. A lot of folks feel Auburn's just a thing. Let's talk some dogs. Yeah, it's a big number, Chris. It is now, what, 22? What's the number for this?
22.
Yeah, anytime the number is 22.5 or higher, Kirby generally doesn't cover because generally they're playing the smaller schools and they're sitting the stars and they're resting guys. Total for the game is 51.5. So, you know, that's about, what, 1.3 points fewer than the Dogs' total thus far this season. So I just feel that, you know, Auburn, they had Oklahoma on the hook and they blew it. Some terrible decisions by Hugh Freeze as far as not burning clock, not running the football, and just, you know, let's be honest, just terrible quarterback play. Just when you thought they were coming out of the weeds and were going to pull a tremendous win that maybe resets things for Hugh Freeze and Auburn last week.
Here's my one thing with this, Mike. If they can, which is a big if after last week, if they can run it up, maybe they do just to try to save a little face.
And just make sure they're in the top five and don't fall any further in the coach's ball and everything else.
So if there's an opportunity to hang 45, maybe they do just that.
I can buy that.
And also, Kirby has no allegiance to Hugh Freeze.
No.
22.5 point favorites hanging right now is Georgia. You know, the run game, too. I don't know if you want to try to continue to reestablish the run. We talked about it at length, guys. I just felt as the game evolved in Alabama, Bobo just kind of got into a shooting match. It's almost like he played – reminds me years ago, because you weren't here in Atlanta. 2013, the Dogs played Boise State. And you know, instead of just running the football, playing power football, Georgia decided they were going to get into a shooting match with Boise State, and they lost the game. It was dumb. To me, it's like the game kind of got, as we said, a momentum of its own, and then just you could have ran the football effectively, but they just chose to start zipping it around.
Yeah, it almost kind of reminded you of what the Falcons did the first couple of weeks of the season, if we're being honest.
Not doing what you certainly thought the game plan was going to be.
Exactly, and I think that was all of our biggest fears, right? If you get into a dial-a-score with Alabama, do you have the horses? Because we know that the one horse that Alabama has is able to take you down, and now he's done it back-to-back years, Mike. And listen, he's a special player. He's probably going to win the Heisman this year, but Kirby is now 0-for-2 when it comes to trying to contain Jalen Milroe.
So the you know, the Auburn Tigers, it's a work in progress. The recruiting apparently is amazing for 25 and beyond.
Just got that big quarterback.
So they're doing some work. You just mentioned big quarterback recruit. Yeah, I just, you know what, it's an SEC game. Just no style points, win, get moving, feel better about yourself, and hope that you have a rematch with Alabama at some point. Kirby and you guys figure it out, and first experience, no slow starts. You can't have a slow start against Auburn.
It's amazing.
They had a slow start last year against Auburn out on the plains.
Yeah, it's amazing how this continues to just be a bugaboo for them. But, Mike, for me, this matchup is going to come down to one thing. It's a talent versus talent game. It just is. Auburn, you mentioned, we just talked about their big recruit. They're not there yet, though. That's just not where that program is. If you go, you know, 1 through 40, 1 through 55, however many deep you want to go that are going to actually see action in this game, Georgia has the advantage at almost every position, or they should. Right. That's the problem. They always do, but then do they live up to the expectations? Now, I don't think you can call this a trip-up game anymore, Mike, because this now, frankly, becomes a must-win game.
Right.
You can't.
No margin for error, and, of course, that Texas game looming, going to Austin. By the way, the dude, the great name, I know Auburn fans are already familiar with it, Deuce Knight.
That is a great name.
I mean, you can't suck with a name like Deuce Knight. I mean, that's right up there. I mean, you might as well just call the kid. Auburn has signed the new quarterback, Miles Long. You know. So anyway, Deuce Knight's a five-star that they flipped, and that's certainly a feather in the cap for Hugh Freeze. Yeah, I just felt that Georgia, would you bet it, though? That's the thing. I wouldn't touch it.
No, it's too high for – how could you feel confident that Georgia is 22 points better than anyone in their conference right now outside of a Vandy?
First game, by the way, they're out of Jordan Hare for Auburn this year.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, I didn't realize that either. So, yeah, they went 2-3 last year on the road in the SEC, did Hugh Freeze. So, yeah, man, Peyton Thorne, Hank Brown, do you really have one or the other? You don't have a quarterback?
If you have two, you have none. Yeah. How about this one, Mike? Alabama's 23-point favorite at Vandy. That's they're trying to get you to sink right into that one.
A bit of a letdown. I might take Bama just to, you know, that the entire stadium is going to be Crimson Tide. It's a weekend in Nashville. It's going to be bananas. And then Alabama drops the hammer. We'll talk more about that with the picks coming up. Also this weekend, a game that used to be one of the biggest games of the year, and it's on ESPN. Like, they're throwing a bone to the ACC. They got a doubleheader. The night game is Miami going out to Cal to play at Berkeley for the first time. But the appetizer is Clemson going to Florida State. Ever since Georgia stopped Clemson, they've just really cranked things up. Offenses look better. They're scoring a lot of points. They beat NC State 59-35. They smoked Stanford 40-14. They're a 14.5 favorite against Florida State. Florida State's going to the backup. They finally said DJU. It's a pinky, by the way, for DJU. So we're finally going to get to see what Florida State fans have wanted to see, and that's Brock Glenn under center.
Yeah, I'm still not sold. To me, that's also too big of a number, just because it's on the road.
I got to tell you, I watch Florida State every week, and there's no help coming. There's nobody that's like, oh, well, somebody's suspended or somebody was injured. The defense bought into their own BS. Usually, Florida State players wait till the end of the year to start making business decisions. They started from the jump. And then you've got, I got to be honest, you got no culture. There's no leaders. They're looking for leaders. And Brock, remember, he was a guy that was mouthing off about how Georgia doesn't realize how physical Florida State's going to be in the Orange Bowl.
Whoops.
Yeah. So we'll see. The young recruit from Benedictine in Savannah, a lot of folks would like to see him out there too. But either way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, I'm telling you guys, Florida State just got smoked by SMU, and if you're looking for some reaction with Brock Glenn as opposed to DJU, I don't see it. I think Clemson rolls in Tallahassee. Not to mention the stadium's at half capacity with the construction on the home side. It's not the vibe that Clemson fans are used to seeing in Tally.
Now, this one I was very tempted to take, but I'm going to stay away because I got burned once before. Tennessee is rolling into Arkansas.
It's a trap. What's the number?
13.5 on the road. See, I was tempted to take it, but I just think Arkansas at home maybe can fend that number off. I still think they lose handily. But 13.5 is a little rich for my blood, Mike.
Auburn fell to Arkansas 24-14. That was at Jordan-Hare. This one's at the home of the 12th man. You know, Elko's got a nice physical. You can see the under being the play, a real physical game. But I think Tennessee just too much power. And then, again, we're so used to thinking of Tennessee as finesse. They got a defense that shows up now.
No, that's been the – I mean, I know Nico's been surprising, but he had hype at the beginning of the year to be something special. It's the defense, Mike, that's really – I don't want to say came out of nowhere. I feel like that might be disrespectful.
They finally got a defense.
But, yeah, but you haven't seen a defense like that in Tennessee in years.
Hey, man, this hour at Duke's of Bell is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. We mentioned Miami's taking on Cal. I may talk about that game a little bit later, although I keep getting kicked in the cods by Miami in the big number. Last week, Cam Ward had a bunch of turnovers and then came right back and led them to victory. Virginia Tech, of course, got hosed on the Hail Mary. Georgia Tech taking on Duke, up to a 9.5-point favorite at Bobby Dodd. Need these guys to win. I mean, no blank Sherlock.
I don't like any of these spreads. It's going to be hard picking.
Duke is 5-0, man.
I know, but are they? Do they actually scare you? Like, have they done enough?
It's been 2 weeks now since Georgia Tech got beat by Louisville. They were in that game until they weren't. Some bad special teams. But, yeah, I mean, 9.5 seems a bit rich for an undefeated Duke squad.
I don't know, man. I don't know where some of these
You're making animal noises.
Yeah, some of these lines are just making my head spin a little.
Well, we're kind of giving you a precursor. The pick segment's on the way. You got Carl's picks?
Yeah.
Okay. I got the over last night right. I thought it was way low at 43.5. I didn't think it was going to be this kind of a shootout. I thought it was going to be like 27-24, but I got the over last night. I think we're all on Minnesota. We'll see what else we've got for you, because who's leading this whole thing? Is it you and me?
I am one game up.
Okay, we'll give you some picks. Hopefully get you guys some winners as we kind of shook off, like a lot of teams, some early season doldrums to get the picks right.
Except for Oren,
who's terrible. But we'll get this. It's on the way. We're live at Twin Peaks at Kennesaw. New Realm is doing a party today with Kennesaw State. Come on down. Have a nice cold brew. And again, if you're new to Twin Peaks, these are beautiful women dressed in lumberjack outfits. And for guys that are new, they love middle-aged guys. If you're a little overweight, pattern baldness, you got bad credit, dream guy. They love those. If that's you, get your butt over here. We'll come back, give you the picks. Because we're on the other side of this coin now.
No, man, listen, I know it was super. We were super excited last night. Everybody in the A, stand up. Look, I wanted to call in. I got to take a couple of days. I'm taking a couple of days. I'll tell you guys more about it when I get back next week because it's pretty and cool and incredible. But I have to say this. Mike Bell, you're right. And I was just going to say, we're always on the other end of this. And literally, I'm at the airport right now, and I'm running into people who are telling me, I can't believe we won this game. And I think that's the feeling, right? I mean, nobody can believe that we won this game. But, Mike, this is what it's about. This is why Kirk Cousins is here. Guys, he's not going to throw for 500 yards every game. But we got a shot. We didn't have any shot the last 2 years. And that's what's the exciting part about this. We got a chance every game to do something like this and potentially be in the mix. Everybody now that today is all the conversation is about the NFC. Oh, the Falcons are a contender. You think?
Yep. How about your boy Kyle Pitts, Carl?
Listen, man, Kyle showed up. Somebody asked me today if Mike and I were going to lay off of Kyle Pitts. The answer is no. We need to follow this up. We need to follow this up with another one and another one and another one. That's where I'm at with Kyle Pitts. I love what he did last night. But Mike Bell, how many times have we been saying this is what we expect? This is what we need from him.
Right, and it's so funny because, you know, the article that came out in SB Nation basically saying doesn't run routes right. He's miscasting a Zach Robinson offense as he was miscasting an Arthur Smith offense. Well, guess what? They figured it out, Carl. This is what he should be doing. Middle of the field, big physical target, you know, moving the chains. His catches were important moments in the game. Combine that with Drake London, and then everything else starts to open up. It all works as a daisy chains together. So hopefully this is the shape of things to come because this is what he was drafted for.
I agree. And listen, we've talked about this. He opens up a part of the offense that has been non-existent. And now if you're a team that looks at the Falcons, you go, we got to know where eight is. That's what we've been wanting, right? And it opens up everything Mike just talked about. So, fellas, I just had to call in. I'm so happy today. I'm telling you, Mike said it. I heard you earlier. We were on our way to the airport. You're on 85 today. Nobody's mad. You stop at the gas station. Nobody's upset. It's all love because we won a big game last night in an incredible fashion. It's probably one of the most exciting games we'll see this season, and now we got to build on it, man. But what a day to be a Falcon fan.
Unbelievable. And as I said earlier, yes, I did get out of my seats. I was moving down the ramp after the interception, and then we find out, wait a minute, the Bucs are going backwards. So all of a sudden, okay, everybody, Carl, when we got the ball back and they punted, everybody sprints back into the stadium and gets in the seats. Now I got a guy going, I never left my seats. Well, good for you, sir. I did. But anyway, it's a win, and we're feeling great. Now it's a mini bye week. And nothing, Carl, we're going to play Coach Ra, Darnell Mooney, Kirk Cousins. But how about the emotion in that locker room? I mean, how about the joy in that locker room?
Well, and you see what I saw last night was guys cheering for their teammates. And that, I cannot tell you how far that goes. It's one thing when you know, a coach is talking about players. When these guys are cheering on Cordell Hodge, what he accomplished and what he did in his moment, like, that goes a long way, man. So I'm all about it. Hey, I just had to call in. I know I'm missing the show today. I wish I could have been there. But at the end of the day, it's a great day, man. And I just wanted to holler at you guys and make sure that Atlanta, stand up. We are in this thing.
Right on.
You got some picks or what?
Well, give us the standings, Chris. Where do we stand?
All right. I am at 6-6. Mike, you are now at 6-7 after your win.
I took that over last night, Carl, and I didn't sweat it. It was actually pretty easy money.
Carl's at 5-7, and Oren, we might be getting close to that 10-game rule here. He's 4-8.
I'm here.
All right. Well, it's always darkest before the dawn. Oren, what you got?
All right. You mentioned the throw a bone to the ACC game this weekend with Clemson and FSU. FSU is starting the freshman quarterback, or the guy who played in the Orange Bowl last year and wasn't great then. It's probably not going to be great on Saturday. So give me Clemson minus the 14.5.
I don't hate it. Yeah. I don't hate it, brother. I mean, I know that everybody's expecting something big without DJU. I'm not sure about that.
Good luck.
Beck Glenn. Right, okay.
Good luck. Switching over to the NFL, Green Bay is going out west to go against the Rams, and it's a three-point line on that one. So give me Green Bay minus the three. And I know you and Carl are all over this one. I saw this one earlier, and I'm going to write it down, and I guess we'll all just take it. Yeah, the Jets are a hot mess right now, so give me the Vikings minus a 2.5 over in London versus the Jets. I
can't believe that number's not higher for the Vikings.
It started low, and it just kind of went down.
CJ Mosley's out for the Jets, right?
CJ Mosley, yep.
And we know, Carl, that Aaron Rodgers is on one bad knee right now.
It's bulky.
Yeah, so I just figure, you know, Flores is going to release the hounds. They got over there. I think the Vikings got there a day before the Jets, trying to get acclimated. So I like the Vikings in this one. Carl, I don't want to speak for you, but I think you're still hanging with Minnesota?
Absolutely. Right. Vikings are rolling. Brian Flores is going to blitz like crazy, and they will get after Aaron Rodgers.
Right on.
You got two more for us, Carl, or what?
Yeah, man. I think I sent them to you, Turtle. I am actually going with the game tonight. I think I like TCU. Houston is having an issue struggling, so give me TCU. I think it's 16.
Yep.
They cover, and I love the Texans, minus one at home. They got beat down last week. They'll show back up this week.
That's a pick made with your you-know-what there, my friend.
Say it with your chest.
Yes.
Say it with your chest. All fellas, right. I got to run. I got to get on this flight. Hey,
get on that plane,
job,
Joe.
Man. We'll talk to you guys, man.
Rise
Atlanta,
up.
What's up? Rise up.
That's right. It's always better when we're winning the games, baby. It makes the show, again, it's so much fun. Goes without saying, there's some days in the last 6 years, Carl and I will text each other going, gosh, blank, you know, because you know what's coming. It's, you know, the fan base that are on the fence go, da! That's why we're telling you guys, you've got until next Sunday, right? So it's basically you got an 8-day window to jump on the bandwagon. Stop being Nelly negative. Stop being that guy, yeah, whatever. You know, just how about rooting for the team? You know, I get it. You have alliances if you move here from the Northeast or the Midwest or whatever. I've been here. I've been a Falcon fan since day one, but I moved here in 1998. Why don't you try it? And sometimes it's hard to root for teams which put you through the grind. But it comes out, as my father said, it's 10 times sweeter when we finally do pull this thing off. Thank you.
The Falcons are kind of like your vegetables when you're a kid, Mike. Maybe just try them. Maybe you'll like it.
Okay. All right. So what are you, is it me now? My turn?
You got one more pick to make.
All right, buddy. I told you I had the over last night. That was easy. It was 43.5, went over. I'm with Carl on Minnesota. I know that, I mean, the Sharps may be on the Jets, but I'm trying to find out what is up with Minnesota. Is there a looming injury or something in the last minute? I can't find it. So
No. I think this is straight up where they're playing, Mike. I think that's just what it comes
down to. All right, baby.
To.
The London game and the Jets being Aaron Rodgers are still more of a brand as people just don't buy Sam Darnold yet, even though Sam Darnold is putting up some really good numbers. All right, final game. Chris and I talked about it last segment. You realize that Duke has not won a road game in the ACC since November of 2022. That's crazy. Should not to pick Duke. But Duke, I got to tell you, getting 9.5 at Bobby Dodd. I know that Georgia Tech's going to win. You know, we love Coach Brent Key. Haynes King's going to score some points. But Duke's got a good run game. I think they stay in it. I think Georgia Tech wins this game by 4 points, but they don't cover that 9.5. So I'm going to take the 5-0 Blue Devils, getting 9.5 at Bobby Dodd.
Interesting. Okay, I'm going to rock with the Commanders, minus 3.5, versus the Cleveland Browns, who can't score, and Jaden Daniels looks like the real deal. That was the guy me and you were pounding the table for in the offseason for the Falcons, so he's proven his worth. Give me the Seattle Seahawks, minus 7 versus the Giants. Malik Nabers is out.
Oh, and he's like a one-man. It's the only source of offense.
Exactly.
Can't run the ball.
So give me Seattle to cover at home. And then give me Miami, minus 10 versus Cal. I think this is going to be a rollover. And Cam Ward's going to continue his Heisman campaign.
Yeah, I just thought that Virginia Tech certainly played physical, but Cam Ward, those turnovers, and just shows you a testament to how good this dude is. He's able to battle back and just, now granted, Virginia Tech got absolutely jobbed on the Hail Mary that should have been the game winner. But, hey, ACC, they realize they got to have at least one team that's going to have some relevance this year in the playoffs.
It kind of sort of means not as much as more.
Right. So, once again, guys, we love the Vikings. Oren's got some crazy picks. He did jump on the Vikings because he's trying to get some credibility. But, hey, I respect that. We're all on board. Usually that's a kiss of death, but let's go with the purple people eaters in London. How's that?
I'm about it.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, boys. Thank you, Oren. Hey, man, that is our our pick segment. We're hanging out here this hour of Dukes and Bell, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. We got a great crew, man. Got a lot of folks at the bar sucking down some tasty brew. And come on down. Have some great food. May I recommend what I call the cheese balls. The mozzarella bites are outstanding. and good for you, especially when you're laying foundation before drinking tequila. Word to the wise. We'll come back. I've got some guy talk for you, starting off with, shenanigans in the stands, Falcon-on-Falcon fan violence. What Tampa Bay Buccaneers player said, we blanked down our legs last night?
Oh, okay.
I thought that made me chuckle.
Yes.
And how to deal with your mother-in-law on a visit, all coming up next. Hey, man, working our way towards 5 o'clock in quitting time on a Falcon Victory Friday. As Carl just said, we talked about it, man, at length. It just feels so good to be on the right side of these games. As a Falcon fan, it's almost like, you know, you've been conditioned. You've been beat down over the years to just feel like we're a bunch of losers and there's no way this is going to pan out. And then to see the Saints crumble. You know, to see, hell, we nearly beat the Chiefs, but to see the Eagles on Monday night on national TV and then last night on Amazon to get it done, Al Michaels, you know, blown away by what's happening. And just, it's just one of those things as Falcon fans, we are now the hammer and not the nail. And I think we're not even at 100% of where this offense is going. I think there's more room to improve, Chris. You know, we talked about the defense has got to get better. Still want to see that edge rush get amped and ramped up. But, man, it's just a joyful Friday. Guys here at the bar, we were just saying, I'm in traffic today. Nobody's trying to speed up and cut somebody out of a spot. Everybody's just chill. You're feeling good. The bar, we're rolling. Everybody's in a great mood. It's Friday. Isn't this great?
And you ain't got no job.
And you ain't got nothing to do this weekend. Now, mother-in-law's in town, but I got to tell you, Mama Fran, she's a sweetheart. You know, guys, for those who don't know, I married into a great family from Central PA, Pennsylvania, I like to call it, near Gettysburg. And my father-in-law was a rock star. He used to show all those pictures of Big Ike and me having fun. So it's fun. Guys are saying, what do you do with your mother-in-law? Well, I just basically keep her in a perfectly pickled state the entire time she visits. No, I mean, no, it's good. We just kind of like, you know, was it Hoda and Kathy Lee used to drink the wine on the Today Show?
Oh, yeah.
Just kind of just keep the going with the Pinot and the Cabernet.
I mean, she's a simple customer, Mike.
It's good. No, and she's happy, and she's and she never breaks my balls anyway. It's all good. The funny thing is, when my father-in-law was alive, and we'd come down. He's like, stop giving her wine. Because she goes, you know, people get a little overserved. And it's like, well, your Aunt So-and-so was a real pain in the neck. And then you get the whole story. And then the story goes sideways. And Becky's like kicking me. But no, but we've had a great time. And Aunt Matilda's awesome. She's my wingman from back in the day down in Naples. But anyway, having a good visit. So I recommend keeping your relatives basically boozed up the entire time. That would be my advice.
So booze and winning games for your local team is the secret recipe.
Well, last night, I don't know about how many guys last night couldn't get a good night's sleep because you're so amped up.
Absolutely.
By the time we got out of traffic and got home, it was about 12:30, 12:45, and we were up all night. Just, you know, had the fire pit going, watching, you know, talking about the game. They all stayed up to watch it. It's just a blast. It just feels so different as a Falcon fan.
Some of you were listening to the diabolical musings of Rob Tribble on Sports Radio 92.
Yeah, I heard Tribb was in rare form last night, man. Our boy Tribbs. Hey, man, let's talk about some of the other things that are going on today. We talked about this Orrin Hadid in Yeah Man, No Man, and I finally got a chance to see the video of what he's talking about. Kadarryl Hodge scores the touchdown, and then somebody throws him a phone, and he does a selfie in the end zone. And in the background, front row looks to be like on the goal line, 5 to 10 yard line. She's swinging on, cuz some girl starts dropping haymakers. It looked like two female fans were getting after it.
Yeah, and in a
moment that should be joy and exultation, unless it was a Bucs fan.
That I couldn't tell.
It looked like two Falcon fans from what I saw.
Yeah, and it just that should be the I'll use the word climax of the evening, Michael.
Hi-oh.
And instead, it resulted in the low light of the evening for that particular fan. And picture this too: you pay all that good money to sit in those seats.
Right, you guys aren't wailing,
and you win the game.
Right,
and you still can get angry enough to result to that.
Right.
Come on, man.
It was. I mentioned the story earlier. There was a Bucs fan. He wasn't really chirping or anything, sitting about four rows behind us. And then as the game got on, he started, like, you know, getting a little more mouthy, you know, liquid courage. And this guy was – how this guy fit in the seat, I have no idea. I mean, it's like literally they had to get some Crisco to get this cat in the seat. Look, we can all lose some weight. I get it. But for the grace of God, go us or I. But it's just – and I couldn't help it because, you know, you're going to do a fat joke. You just can't help it, you know. And then Becky's like, don't do it. Because she knows he's aggravating me. Becky, she's like, don't do it. And I'm finally, you know, hey, Tubby, you going to get out of that seat? You know, and she said, will you stop it? And I, you know, like, why don't you have another hot dog, you fat? And it was, she's, Becky's like elbowing me in the ribs. So you can't, I don't want to be that guy, to your point. Be courteous.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
To the point where it's time to not be courteous. But this guy couldn't do anything. If this guy got out of the seat, I mean, he was just going to drop dead. I mean, this guy, seriously. I mean, luckily they have defibrillators behind every exit, because how this fat slob got in these seats, I don't even know. I didn't know how he made the five steps in 342 to get in the seat.
Well, you got the last laugh anyway.
Correct. Granted, I wasn't in my seat to laugh at him. I was down on the 100 level because I thought the game was over after the interception.
Are you taking any heat on Twitter for that, by the way?
Look, it is what – I got a guy right in front of me yelling at me. He's like, I can't believe you leave your seat. Yes! It's a minute – less than 2 minutes. They got to get – you're going to burn three timeouts. They're going to kick a field goal. It'll be a six-point game. You could win with a touchdown, but you're going to have to go down the field with no time. But again, as I said last night on my Twitter feed as we were leaving Signia, if you go back to Matt Ryan's first year, there was a game, same thing with the Bears. I said, well, that's it. I'm going to beat the traffic. And I'm out in the CNN parking deck. And then you hear, and whoa, what happened? So never leave early. I didn't leave the stadium. I just left my seat. Anyway, moving on. What Buccaneer player had the quote of the game? The quote about last night, and obviously letting one wriggle off the hook. We pooped down our legs. And I'm paraphrasing. That would be Tristan Wirfs. Angry about the Thursday night football loss. It sucks. I'm pissed. I'm not happy about it. It was right there. They gave it to us. Tristan Wirf telling Tampa reporters, we blanked down our legs.
Well, I mean, listen. You're
kind of right.
Yeah.
He's not lying.
I mean, Kirk did gift wrap it to him for a minute there, but you know what the Falcons defense did, Mike? They hunkered down when
That's
they
right.
needed to, and they got the big stop of the game. Ironically enough, it seemed like Tampa was the one, like a knife through butter for most of the game, but when it matters most,
right.
we'll
Dukes-ism.
Use the Dukes-ism, the Falcons defense stepped up.
Hey, man, another story for you involving Kirk Cousins. If you didn't see a pregame, really fun interview was with Taylor Rooks.
Yes.
Did on Amazon. I finally got a chance to see it once I got home. But talking to Kirk about, you know, doing the swaggin' surfing. So Kirk learning how to swag surf. And it talks about the section where our own Tigger from B103 is running the show right there in the corner. And all the fans going bananas. Kirk Cousins, we said this from the first time we met him at camp. Guys, he's so – everything you see in interviews, he's even more likable in person.
Yeah, he really is. And we had a chance to talk to him a couple of times at practice, and all the interactions were just – Mike, I'm going to use the word pleasant.
Right. So today's a day off. What does Kirk do? He goes on Dan Patrick's show, and he's got the camera, so he's streaming it. And he does the interview in a Waffle House parking lot with his kids.
How awesome is that?
So he takes his kids out for Waffle House. I mean, it's just so quintessential Atlanta as Kirk continues to just – I mean, win fans over here.
You think he gets them smothered and covered?
I think he does.
He has to.
Yeah, now he knows what swag surfing means, too. One of the interesting sidelights last night to the Amazon broadcast is listening to Al Michaels have to read this promo. Well, Kirk, it says here, heroes don't always wear capes or even clothes. Root for the underdogs and the hot dogs in the legend of Vox Machina, Invincible, and Sausage Party, Foodtopia. On Prime, a Foodtopia, no vegetables.
Oh, is that the...
Yes, the Seth Rogen Sausage Party.
Oh, my goodness.
They got a new Sausage Party property on Amazon.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's
yeah,
so funny.
Yeah, Sausage Party was one of the stupidest funny movies of all time. I mean, if you don't remember it, it was Ed Norton. Remember we had Ed Norton in studio? And this guy's done some amazing acting. And all that we talked about all his great real roles from, you know, you name it, everything he's been in.
Yeah.
And I talked to him about, you know, Rounders. And what's the movie with Richard Gere where he plays the multiple personalities?
Oh, I know exactly.
You know, all those Prime Suspect.
Yeah.
And then I said... And I go, but I got to tell you, we were in the commercial break, and I go, Edward, because you can't call him Ed. The publicist said you can't call him Ed. I go, where'd you come up with the Sammy Bagel Jr.? He was doing like the Woody Allen impression. I mean, it's just, anyway, Sausage Party's not for the kids.
No.
But they've got a new video on Amazon.
It's the perfect.
Orange pulled the audio. Take a listen.
Oh, there we go. You might as well have handed him.
there's Ludacris on hand tonight.
You might as well have handed him that script in Chinese, Mike.
Look, I mean, I love Al. No, I get it. There's a lot of younger folks who feel that Al has kind of lost his fastball or just seems very mildly disinterested in the broadcast, but yeah, that's pretty funny.
No, that was hysterical. And you know what, Mike? I might watch it. I'm not going to lie.
Not sure where they take it from what they did in the initial Sausage Party, but we shall see. Hey, man, we're live here at Twin Peaks. in Kennesaw. We got a Falcon report for you. You're going to hear from Coach Raheem Morris in the last Arch. You're also going to hear what Kirk Cousins had to say. And one of the stars of the game that could have been one of the GOATs, and that's Darnell Mooney.
Yeah, they all had great interviews. I got a chance to hear some of those last night while working on the game. And as you mentioned, a very energetic Dave Archer as well, which was awesome to hear.
Yeah, it's great. You know what? Because, again, it's not just us and you guys at the bar that are Falcon fans. Poor Dave Archer's had to deal with this for years. You know, and not that Dave makes excuses, but as a former quarterback, he's always trying to look out for the players. But now it's like, we're winning. We're doing all the things that Falcon fans thought we'd get with this team, and I still think we're only scratching the surface. Falcon Report's coming up next. Guys, come on down to Twin Peaks and Kennesaw New Realm on special tonight, getting ready for some Kennesaw State football up the street, some action at the Fraction. It's Dukes and Bell with Chris on 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.